are now listening to The Show with me.
Hello, it's me, Kieran Zandullo. I'm back in the studio after the WBDG 58 marathon. We're finally done with that, and I had a blast. Sam's here today. Just Sam and I today. Just the two of us.
There's somebody missing.
Yeah, we're missing somebody.
Special someone.
Yep.
Oh, well. Anyways.
Oh, well. Who cares? It's fine. It's just the two of us. We can run it. Sam, how was your prom?
Oh, it was amazing. We went to two proms.
Two?
Yeah.
Oh, yours and hers?
Yeah, I went to Danville's prom and Tri-West's. So, you know, bit of school rivalry, kind of hanging out at both. But I missed out on the marathon.
Yeah, you did. I mean, you were there for day one.
I was there for day one, the whole day. So, you know.
Yeah.
That counts. But
that does count. I think you're in the clear on that one.
Wish I would have been here for a little bit on Saturday. I tried to. I couldn't. So.
Yeah. I was here a little bit on Saturday, too. I was here till 6 on Saturday, but then I went home, hung out with my girlfriend for a while. Our prom is on the 11th. It's this Saturday. So we've got a little bit of prepping to still do. My mom is making the corsage.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking up my tux on Wednesday. Sam's tux looked fabulous.
It wasn't a tux, it was a blazer.
Yeah, same thing. It was purple.
It was nice purple. Purple bow tie.
Yeah.
I look good in purple.
Mm.
I look sharp and dapper.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Mine's just black floral patterns. I got a green pocket square. But that was before I realized, my girlfriend's dress has no green.
Oh.
But it is black, so we are mostly matching.
Okay, kind of matching. You're going to have
mostly matching.
You can match. You can make something work with the corsage. Kind of.
We're mostly matching. It's fine. It's close enough. Why are you giving me that look?
Good luck, buddy.
I've got plenty of luck. It's fine.
So,
it's fine.
You say? It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's all right.
It's all good.
It's all fine.
It's colors. We're blind anyways.
Okay, huh?
What?
What?
I can't see.
I couldn't tell. You know, on the way to the studio, you had to have like 5 different people directing you.
Oh, yeah. I should not be driving. I have to tell the cashiers to read the menu out to me while I'm in the drive-thru because I can't read it.
Go to one of those fancy restaurants where the menu items are listed off in like French, and you're just like, what does that mean?
Dude, I have definitely done that before.
Really?
Yeah, I've fully asked someone, hey, what's that? And then they point to the picture, and I'm like, oh.
Ah.
I see.
So that's what it is. It's just macaroni and cheese. Why is it named that?
Why did you spell it like that? Why is it in French? Just write macaroni and cheese.
This is a common meal.
I'm at Red Lobster. Why is it in French?
The Lobster Fest. Mac and cheese.
Yeah. Anyways, we have a starting topic today.
Do we?
Do we?
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to be honest, I could not tell.
Yeah. Well, that's because I didn't bring it up until just now.
Splendid.
I had a few workshops up, but I figured that keeping on theme with last week's episode, we go back to some monster stuff, except this time specifically aliens.
Ooh.
Aliens are fun.
Like, favorite kind of alien?
Yeah, just any aliens. What are we talking? Like, what do you like?
What do I like? I like a lot of things. Oh, I'm a massive nerd. So there's a lot of different kind of alien things I like. Okay. I'm going to have to try to find a way to. You list yours off first, and I'll try to figure something out.
I like Clover from Cloverfield.
Hmm.
That's a big one. And it's funny because in the original Cloverfield movie, the one that you see that's like as tall as the Empire State Building or that took the head off of the Statue of Liberty, that's a baby. And then at the end of the third movie, you see the actual one, full-sized adult one, head poking out of the clouds, and it's terrifying and it's awesome. And that's a big alien. But smaller aliens are kind of cool, too.
They are cool. I don't know. I like a lot of different alien stuff. I like Halo stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I like... Honestly, probably the orcs from Warhammer.
Really?
Those guys, I like them.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. So are the Necrons.
Mm-hmm.
Those are also pretty cool. But they're like robots, so do they really count?
I want to... Let's talk Helldivers.
All right. The Terminids. Bugs. Terminids. The bugs. Squash bugs.
Very, very Starship Troopers. Very, very Starship Troopers-esque, and it's very fun.
I love not being able to play the game because I'd have an Xbox.
I love it when a bug flies at me at Mach 2 and takes me off the face of the earth.
Have you seen that glitch where the Chargers, they don't have the running animation, so they just slide?
Yeah, they just glide
like a hockey
you.
Puck.
They're that's just, always fun.
That's terrifying.
Let's see, what was that one movie here?
That one movie?
There was a movie that came out.
Alien.
Not Alien. I think I would know if I was talking about Alien.
Alien 3?
No.
Alien Covenant?
No.
The Halo TV show?
No. Hold on. I'm trying to think.
Come on.
It was a movie, and it had an alien.
It had an alien. Only one?
Hold on.
Like, not multiple. Not several thousand.
No, it was one alien.
A single alien.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm holding. I've been holding.
Hold on.
Oh, my
gosh.
Just
keep talking. Keep talking.
Keep talking. Well, Marathon. That was pretty cool.
Marathon was great. Loved it.
Loved it. Every second of it. I got to give out prizes for the first time because I didn't do that last year. Because... when I was here last year for the marathon, I didn't do any of that. I just kind of ran phones, made sure that programs worked. Kind of like, you know, just background work. I didn't actually, like, sit behind the board and do anything.
I got it. No One Will Save You is the movie that came out in 2023.
Uh-huh.
And it is fantastic. It has one of the coolest designs for an alien that I've ever seen.
So, what is it about?
About an alien. It's just a straight horror movie.
Ah, so it's literally just an alien appearing. And, ow, I just kicked myself with the chair.
There's a scene in it where it's crawling over the, where it's crawling over top of a house to try and get to the girl that's in it. And it is awesome. Hold on, I need to pull up a photo.
Yeah, you find it.
It's like the standard, like, gray guy alien, right?
Standard. What you think of when you think...
It's this, right? It's that.
Oh, that little fella.
It's just the little fella.
He looks like
he crawls over the ceiling, just crawls over the roof of the house, and it's terrifying. I have to find the scene. Hold on. You keep talking.
Yeah, that design of alien is... it's generic. It's what you expect when someone says alien.
Mm-hmm.
Alien, humanoid, thingamabob, fella.
Yeah. He's just a little goofy guy.
Very round.
Have you ever seen Aliens in the Attic?
Aliens in the Attic, yes.
That was such a terrible movie, but I loved it so
much. It's been so long
much.
Since I've seen it, but I
it's
love that
such
movie.
It's such a good movie, but it's such a bad movie.
Have you ever
it's
seen
just a really good movie.
What was the movie called? Planet... 51?
Planet 51, yep, that's the one.
That
is definitely a movie.
It is a movie?
It is a movie. It's a fun one. I haven't seen it in years.
Same. It's been a while since I've seen any movie, to be honest. I'm excited to see a couple movies coming out. Come in August, Borderlands. Ready to see that. See what they've done. I better see Handsome Jack in that movie. Just somewhere near the end.
Borderlands is a fun one.
Please. Let me see him. Have you found it yet, Kieran?
I've been looking for it.
Good gracious. It's been like five minutes.
Dude, I don't know why there's no clip for it.
I would just stop at this point.
Yeah, I give up. I'll just send it to you when I find it.
Because like,
anyways, if you haven't seen that movie, watch it. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
No One Will Save You. Came out in 2023.
He's not threatening
you. It's a really good alien movie. It's not a threat. But it could be, but it's not.
Kieran, try not to terrify your listeners this point in the year.
Yeah, don't worry. My only listener is my mom.
Aw. Aw.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyways.
I don't think you can really
look at me like that,
that one. It's sad. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
We got to get this man popular.
Are Pokemon aliens?
I mean, maybe some of them.
I know that Behem is.
What would we consider missing, though?
I don't think that's a real Pokemon.
Well, no, it is, but it's not.
If it's not in the Pokedex, it doesn't count.
But it's real.
But it doesn't count.
But it's there.
But it doesn't count.
But it's there.
Does it have a Pokedex entry?
No.
Then it's not a Pokemon.
It should.
No.
It should have something on it.
No.
Something from somewhere.
No.
Why?
Have you seen signs?
Signs? Like, yes, I have looked at signs.
No, the movie, Signs.
Oh,
the
no.
The alien movie, Signs.
No.
Don't.
Why?
Because I'm Night Shyamalan.
Uh-oh.
And they have the aliens in that movie are allergic to water.
Oh, it's the movie where they're, like, sitting in a room filled with a bunch of glasses of water.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, splashed a tiny bit on it and were like, hey.
And it started burning?
And then, yeah. The panels out to the entire room just having several glasses of water.
Here's my problem with that movie. The aliens that die upon contact with water decided the best planet to invade is the one that's 70% water.
And also, you gotta remember, there's water in the air.
Yeah. It rains.
It pours.
Water.
Yeah.
And the aliens that cannot touch water decided, you know what, that's the planet that we want.
This looks like a very nice place to live.
Do you imagine if during an actual real alien invasion, we just all got at super soakers and we sent them back to Mars or whatever?
Oh my gosh.
Easiest way to take care of an alien invasion.
Water balloons.
Water balloons and super soakers. Garden hoses. Firemen would be our first line of defense.
Oh yeah, it's like a minigun.
Yeah, dude. We could just put them under the buckets at Holiday World. You know the bucket? Like the tiki
bucket?
Yeah.
I know the bucket.
Just toss them all in there. What are they going to do? Take them to a water park. See what happens.
If it was Tyranids, we'd be doomed.
Oh, yeah. Well.
No, we'd be doomed.
Well.
We don't exactly have any genetically altered.
They're not exactly bulletproof.
Well, no, not until
we have nukes.
They're not bulletproof until they decide they want to be.
We have nukes, though.
We don't have any genetically altered spacemen to fight them, though.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Who knows what they're cooking up at Area 31?
I don't know.
Probably aliens.
Probably cooking aliens?
Yeah, dude. We don't know what they taste like. Maybe that's the first thing they tried out. They're just like, I wonder if I can barbecue that foot.
Does it?
Does it
barbecue?
Will it barbecue, alien?
On today's episode of
Welcome back to Mythical Kitchen. Today on Will It Barbecue, Alien Foot.
Hi, I'm Guy Fieri, and welcome back to Dining, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Dining, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I don't remember the whole title. That's anyways, we're cooking a xenomorph.
We love Guy Fieri. I think Guy Fieri would be great in an alien movie. I think it would be really funny. I want to see that movie, but it's just Guy Fieri going through different planets and tasting different aliens.
Not even their food, just the aliens?
Just the aliens. I want Guy Fieri's cannibalistic arc is what I want to see.
I want to see a post-apocalyptic movie where celebrities are like in war armor trying to make it through a wasteland. Fallout. I'm just describing Fallout.
That's Fallout, yeah.
I just want to see Fallout.
We have the show.
I know. I haven't seen it yet.
You should.
Is it good?
Oh, it's fantastic. I love it.
Like, where does it take place in terms of...
After
New Vegas. Like, immediately after New Vegas?
Fairly close to after New Vegas.
Oh, sweet.
They blew it up.
Are there any survivors?
I don't know.
Is House still alive?
Probably not.
It'd be really funny if just like...
I mean, they nuked New Vegas. It's probably not there anymore.
Maybe. It'd be really funny, though.
It would be funny, but they blew it up.
Just midway through the show, you just see his face on a giant screen.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Taxes.
That's exact. That's his first word.
Come on. Come on. Pay up. Eh. Give me your bottle caps.
Why is it that bottle caps are the currency?
I have no idea.
Like, out of anything. Bottle caps?
I don't know. I think everybody just universally decided, well, soda seemed to survive fairly well.
So then they drank all the soda and were like, well, dang.
Now I have all these bottle caps. What do we use these for? Ah, money.
Ooh, I know what I'm going to do. Platinum chip.
Yeah, just throw it at people.
Yeah.
It's funny because in that sense, literally all other money loses its immediate value. And then we decide that something smaller and easier to replicate is worth more money.
Mm. It's because there's no factory just making bottle caps.
It's just like, oh, you need to buy a firearm? Take these two Coca-Cola caps.
Oh, you would like to buy this nice brand new Jeep Cherokee?
Well, give me five bottle caps.
Give me, is that
15.
What's that in your back pocket? Is that a soda? I'm thirsty. Give me the cap.
Give me the cap. Give me the Nuka-Cola Quantum and the bottle cap, and then I'll call it a day.
Give me the drink.
You think it would have been any funnier if it was soda can tabs instead of bottle caps?
No.
I think it would have been a little funnier.
No.
Maybe if those were like pennies.
Probably.
Caps are like $100 bills, and then you just got the tabs are like $1.
Hmm. Don't shrug at me.
I don't know.
You don't know it a lot.
How currency works in the wasteland.
I don't know either.
Listen, we're talking about people who decided that zombies could be president.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But there is cool armor.
They do have cool armor.
I do.
But they also have some other questionable things.
I do like my armor.
They have questionable stuff as well, though.
Mm, fair enough. I like my Mark II power armor.
Yeah. I like the 45.
Mm.
The one that they have in the show is really cool. Because it's less just regular functioning armor than it is a full-on mech suit.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Brotherhood of Steel is tight.
Fair. Fair. Too bad in New Vegas they kind of lived in a bunker.
Yeah.
Underground.
Well, you see a lot more of them in the show. I'll say that.
So they survived.
Yeah.
Hmm. Splendid.
Yep. Are there aliens in Fallout?
Pretty sure in Fallout 76.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could have sworn that they introduced aliens.
In 76, there was a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
There was Mothman, the Wendigo.
Yeah, Mothman was the funny one for me.
Yeah, because he would, like, go non-aggro. Mm-hmm. For no reason. I don't know why, if it was just like a glitch or like that was on purpose, but he would just kind of hang around.
Yeah.
He was a chill dude.
I love Mothman.
Kind of a weird fellow.
We did an episode on Mothman.
We did.
And that was my favorite episode. I love Mothman.
Mothman's a silly guy.
Mothman, I would let Mothman raise my children.
We need an interview with Mothman.
Yeah, you think we could get Mothman in here?
Probably. It'd be a little difficult.
Yeah, we'd have to get in contact with his agent first.
We'd need at least 10,000 lumens.
Yeah. Well, you can buy a 12,000 lumen flashlight on Amazon for like $50. So.
Okay, but can we get just a 10,000 lumen light overall?
It wouldn't be as fun.
It would require a lot of power.
Do you have any idea how fun it is to have a flashlight that rivals the brightness of the sun for $50?
It would be splendid.
That's funny. That's really funny. Smile and wait for the flash. Probably don't look at the flash. You will see it through your eyelids.
Smile and wait for the flash. You don't need to. Don't open your eyes, though.
Don't open them.
Don't open your eyes. You won't see it for a while.
You won't see it all. It's literally, like, that's a good self-defense method.
flashlight?
Yeah, no, not even just that, not just flashlight. Specifically $50 12,000 lumen Amazon flashlight. Because it takes two AA batteries and then it blinds someone for like 10 minutes.
Splendid.
It's just like, oh, you want my wallet? Here you go.
The power of the sun
in the
palm of my hand.
Could you imagine, like, the little laser finger rings that you have on? You know, like, the little birthday party rings that you have that have laser pointers on them?
Maybe.
You know those? Where Maybe. You strap them to your finger and then you turn it on, it's like a little laser gun.
I never had one of those.
And then you move your fingers around and it's just like little laser things that just fly around the room.
Yeah, no, I never had that.
Have you seen them before?
No.
Really? Who are you?
Not you.
Clearly. Yeah, the listeners know what I'm talking about. Imagine that, but it was like a spotlight.
Ah. Oh.
Like a floodlight.
It's like Iron Man, just throw up your hand like, oh, hey.
Could you imagine just instead of like repulsor beams, it's just get blinded, idiot.
I'm pretty sure that...
Say goodbye to your retinas, chuckle nuts.
Who was the first guy that he... In the first Iron Man movie, who was it?
I don't remember.
Just like that's how he fights him. He just holds his hand up the whole time.
He just grabs you by the back of the head. Say goodbye to your retinas, chuckle nuts. Boing.
Yeah.
There
if
you
he,
go.
Whiplash would have not stood a chance.
Oh, he would have been gone.
It's like, hey, man. I can't see.
Give me your money.
Give me your bird.
Just the power of the sun. Just immediate. It's death at that point. Like, you won't see.
Basically.
You won't be able to see what happens after.
Exactly.
You try to steal my money, I'll blind you and take yours. As simple as that.
It's a shrimple as that.
It's a shrimple as that.
It's
called a krill issue.
A krill or be krilled world.
It's a krill or be krilled.
Shrimple as that.
It's a shrimple as that. Are shrimp aliens?
They gotta be.
I mean, there's
honestly,
no way.
They've gotta be.
Listen, there's a shrimp that can move its claw so fast it evaporates water. That is not an animal that should exist
Which
on
one,
Earth.
Mantis shrimp or pistol shrimp?
Pistol shrimp.
Yeah, they're both weird.
They should not exist on this planet. There's no way that they are of this earth.
I want to box a mantis shrimp.
Could you imagine the eco-terrorism you could do with that?
Oh, my goodness.
Just dump a box of pistol shrimp into, like, a pond in New York City.
A pond in New York City?
Yeah, what are they going to do in Central Park?
I want to see what happens when you put them in the sewer.
That would be funny.
Just like, hey, we've been hearing a lot of strange clacking noises down the sewer.
They look down, giant shrimp.
Oh my gosh, that would be new movie idea. It's
Big
pitched.
Big shrimp.
It's pitched. Somebody go out there and make it.
I want to watch a movie called Big Shrimp about a giant pistol shrimp.
Big shrimp.
Big shrimp. It still retains its ability to move its claws really fast, except instead of evaporating water this time, it evaporates rock.
We're just describing that one place in Elden Ring.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called.
Big shrimp.
It's the big lake, because there's always a big lake.
They always have big shrimp.
In every Souls game.
I love big shrimps.
I like the big crab guys.
The big crabs are fun.
In Dark Souls 3, yeah.
Are they aliens?
Are crabs aliens?
They should. They have to be.
I mean, no.
Why else do things keep evolving into crabs?
I don't know.
They're the final life form. They have to have come from the stars.
Nah, frogs are pretty cool, man.
If crabs are the perfect life form, they have... Why else are things evolving into the crab?
If crabs are the perfect life form, then why are we still here?
Because we're evolving into crabs. Because
we're better. We are above crabs, Kieran.
Crabs have been around longer than we have.
And we boil and eat crab on the daily, Kieran. We are superior.
And yet, things keep evolving into them.
And yet, we keep eating them. And we are not crab yet.
I find it funny that the genetically perfect life form is something that we just eat.
Yeah.
It's a delicacy.
You consider the crab...
You know that lobsters are biologically immortal?
Yeah.
That they do not die of old age? The only thing that would cause them to die is poor tank conditions. So...
Or if they just can't molt.
Yeah, if they can't molt correctly. So, theoretically, if we got a whole bunch of people... to help a lobster molt for, like, hundreds of years, we could make like a secret society for it. We could eventually make a lobster so big that it could displace the ocean water.
You're giving Red Lobster an idea that you shouldn't be giving.
Oh, I should absolutely be giving them this
idea. Lobster Fest would be a murder spree.
Lobsters don't stop growing. This could be done. Goldfish also don't stop growing.
I don't think that this is a good idea, Kieran.
This is the perfect idea.
This is a horrendous idea.
Could you imagine the bioweapons we could make with giant lobsters?
Kieran, this is a Gabe idea.
Dude, we could strap laser cannons on a lobster.
Okay, that'd be pretty cool. I won't lie.
Could you imagine that? A giant mecha lobster with laser cannons in its claws?
You're describing Godzilla, my friend. Except with lobsters.
My mom said in response to Sewer Shrimp, Teenage Mutant Ninja Shrimp.
Hmm.
Fun. It's a fun reboot there.
Their teacher is a lamprey.
A lamprey.
I don't know. That'd be interesting, I guess. All I'm saying, we're better than crabs.
We are better than crabs, but the crabs are better than most other things.
Okay.
Animals get bigger the further down in the ocean you go.
Fair enough.
So,
I've yet to see a massive crab.
Here's the thing. We've only ever explored 2% of the ocean.
I feel like that number keeps getting smaller the more I hear people saying how much
because people realize how much more water there actually is. We've only ever explored 2% of the ocean.
I feel like it's a little larger than that. Hold on, I'm gonna fact check you real quick.
Either way, we have not seen so much of the ocean that it is fully possible that there is a crab the size of a skyscraper at the bottom of the Mariana Trench or something.
Okay, never mind. We've only gone about 5% of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's bigger than two, but...
Yeah, that's 95% of the ocean left undiscovered, meaning that there is a very probable chance of a giant crab deity just at the bottom of the ocean.
And we will boil that sucker with Cajun seasoning.
Yes, we will boil all 150 meters of that crab.
Mm-hmm. And it is going to taste spectacular.
We got kaiju down there.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. We're going to cook those two.
We absolutely have a kaiju in the bottom of the ocean.
But what kind?
Megalodon, but bigger. Big shark, but with legs.
That wouldn't work.
I mean, there was a shark attack in Kentucky at one point. Who knows?
Fair, but that was a bull shark. They like anything.
If there are attacks in Kentucky, there is definitely a 20-story shark at the bottom of the ocean.
Maybe. Do you think we could cook it? I am probably very hungry right now. I could not tell.
We could probably cook the giant shark. What do you think Godzilla tastes like?
Probably something similar to crocodile, if I'm going to be honest.
Oh, God, I hate crocodile.
I've never had it, but...
I had alligator at one point, and it was the worst thing I've ever tasted.
But it wasn't crocodile.
But it was alligator, and that's very similar.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never had either. Okay, let's see. What does dirt taste like?
Dirt tastes bad.
I beg to differ.
No, I've eaten dirt before. Yeah, I know you've eaten dirt before. I've spent almost this entire year in the same room as you, so I know that you've eaten dirt.
Dirt, grass, dandelions, and at one point, I ate a flower petal.
Oh, everybody's done that.
But how many people have just...
Because we heard that honeysuckles were edible, and then we realized, huh, are other flowers edible? And then we just ate a flower and realized, nope.
Nah, no. I took a leaf off of a frog belly plant and just ate that sucker.
Mm. My brother tried to eat tree leaves.
What kind?
Just the tree that we had in our front yard. He liked spinach. He used to call it, I like leaves is what he used to say. So he went outside, saw, oh, trees have leaves. I'm going to get one of those. And then he ate it. and it was bad. Yeah. He didn't like it.
I used to call broccoli little edible trees.
I still think they are. They're tiny trees. That's what they are. They're tiny trees.
They're tiny little trees you can eat.
Little trees, yeah.
We are eating a miniature ecosystem.
And then that's also what cauliflower are, except they have privilege.
Except they are not as good as broccoli.
Oh, I hate cauliflower. I love broccoli. Like, steamed broccoli.
Cauliflower is pretty good, but broccoli's...
Steamed broccoli with a little bit of salt. Perfect. It is the only vegetable that I will eat of.
I like them cold.
That's
I like
a
them
crime.
Crunchy.
I will only... There are two vegetables that I eat willingly. Bell peppers and broccoli. Broccoli, I will eat so much of that I will get sick.
I eat broccoli, bell peppers, carrots, corn, beans, potatoes.
Potatoes aren't vegetables.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Yeah, they're a root vegetable.
Oh my God, I do like potatoes. Okay, so there
did you
are
not,
a few
wait
more...
Wait a minute, did you think...
There are a few more vegetables that I like.
Karen?
I didn't think it was a fruit, if that's what you were asking. I just
what
thought they
were What
did
you think
group.
They were? They their aren't own, in their own group. They're,
I thought they were their own group.
They're a root vegetable.
Yeah.
I like garlic. I like onion. I like beans, green beans specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I like peas.
I like lima beans.
I like food.
Edamame.
What'd you call me?
Edamame, lima beans.
Ah, lima beans are chill.
I like the little pod that they come in.
I like food.
We all like food.
I'm a very hungry man right now.
I can tell. What do you think a xenomorph tastes like?
Well, considering...
I think seafood-ish.
Seafood-ish, but they are mostly acidic.
Yeah.
Gotta take into that for consideration.
Maybe
so
a little
I'd say,
lemony?
Maybe not lemony, but it definitely
a little
have,
citrusy.
It would have a little zing to it. It'd probably be pretty harsh. You'd have to balance it out with some sort of... something.
Sugar.
Sugar or salt. Probably.
See, I can imagine that it would taste good, but only for a second before your tongue melts from the acid.
Yeah, probably have a nasty, rancid aftertaste.
No, I'm not even saying aftertaste. I mean, it's like, it's hydrochloric acid. You wouldn't have a jaw at the end of it.
Fair.
It'd be fun, though.
You wouldn't have a pan while you're trying to cook it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you think Warhammer Tyranids taste like?
Bugs.
Bug?
They probably taste like crickets.
Crickets, but like larger?
But larger.
And you can actually like chew them?
Yeah.
Instead of them crispifying and disappearing?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I don't understand people that eat bugs.
I don't either. I can kind of understand it, but like...
We eat things that eat bugs.
Indeed.
So there must be some appeal.
We eat lobsters.
Yeah.
Lobsters are underwater bug.
Yeah.
But they're tasty.
I don't like that fact that there are bugs underwater.
It is very disturbing.
You know sea spiders?
Sea spiders.
Hate those things.
Not a fan.
They're big. They shouldn't be that big.
What about spider crabs?
Spider crabs also shouldn't be that big.
What about crab spiders?
Also shouldn't be that big.
They're not that big though.
They shouldn't exist either way.
No, crab spiders are cute. They're kind of like...
I don't like spiders.
They walk sideways.
I don't like spiders.
Why do you not like spiders?
Spiders scare the crap out of me, dude. I'm not even going to lie.
Even the small ones?
Even the small ones.
Like small jumping spiders?
Listen, jumping spiders are chill. Every other spider, I hate.
Oh, my. Fair. Fair. Fair.
But crabs, though. Crabs are chill. I like crabs.
Crabs look like a discus.
Especially coconut crabs.
Coconut crabs are terrifying. And
no, I like coconut crabs.
Scary.
Because coconut crabs, that's an animal that exists. First of all, that is a creature
that
large, exists.
It is so large, it eats everything.
And it ate Amelia Earhart.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's funny.
I knew it. Oh my gosh, Kieran.
That is a crab that's eaten a person.
Ugh.
That's funny.
Theorized it ate a person.
It's like the prominent theory. It's the most likely theory.
There's two of them. She crashed in the middle of the ocean and was never recovered, or she was eaten by crabs.
Yeah, but you know what's more likely? The crabs.
Both of them are pretty substantial, I'd say.
No, because they saw where she went down, supposedly went down, and they searched like full 20 miles around where she supposedly landed. They didn't find anything.
Crabs don't eat a person that fast, though.
Oh, but if there's a lot of them, yes, they can.
That would take a lot of coconut crabs. They're not that fast at eating.
No, but there's a lot of them.
How many?
Dude, there's usually in like hives of 15 to 20.
Still, that would take a while.
Could you imagine 20 of those things?
I don't.
One very small woman?
I don't want to imagine three of them in the same room as me.
Yeah, could you imagine 20 of them versus a very small woman?
I want to imagine one sitting on that board, staring at you, hungry.
Dude, I'd pet it.
You'd pet it?
I'd pet it.
You'd lose a finger.
I don't care. It's cool.
No, it's not.
It's a crab that is that large. It's got claws that can break open coconuts. That's why it got it in its name.
And
that is a cool animal to say, I got my finger bitten off by a crab that ate Amelia Earhart.
And we can cook it.
And we can cook it.
We can cook it, and it'll taste better
exactly
than anything in the world.
Because it'll have my finger in it.
No. 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 Stop that. Stop.
It's just a little extra flavor.
Nuh-uh. There is no seasoning.
The plasma really adds to the crab.
Is that
the bone marrow is very fitting.
The keratin for my fingernails. Oh, is that a little shaving? Yummy.
Is that a little hair in there?
You could stop now.
Is that a knuckle scab I detect?
Ah, we're moving on.
I think more aliens need to be crab-shaped.
Only a few.
No, there
Not
need to be
too
more.
Many.
There
no.
need to be more.
No.
I would like to see a crab-shaped alien.
We need...
We have too many humanoid aliens.
I want to see a unique-looking one.
Like the mimics from Edge of Tomorrow.
Huh?
The mimics from Edge of Tomorrow.
Never seen it.
Dude. Tom Cruise? The Tom Cruise one? Where it's like the time loop thing? Have you never seen that?
Nope.
Dude, what? How?
I don't know.
It's such a good movie.
I don't know.
I need to show you these things.
All right. I guess Kieran's looking more images up, more imaging things while he's doing that. I'm going to plug my shows. Hey, tune in tomorrow at 9:15 to 10 for On the Long Road, and Wednesday from 8:30 to 9:15 for Off the Rails. Fun little plug-in real quick. And you can't do anything about it, Kieran.
No, but I can cut it out on the podcast, though.
Eh, fair enough.
Let's see here.
You seeing things?
Oh, I'm seeing things.
Did you find it,
Look
though?
At these.
Oh, what in the world is that?
It's a mimic.
Looks like an...
It's literally a mass... It's literally a writhing mass of tentacles wrapped around one head.
Ah, oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. They're sick. Look at those. They're tight.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Goodness.
It's like a squid. It's literally unified. It's a bunch of tentacles around a head, and that's the whole alien.
That's the one alien?
Oh, there's a ton of them. They're fighting a war against them. That's the whole plot of the movie.
What's that one alien from the movie where it's like... They, like, shoot...
White Spikes.
Yeah, they're called White Spikes.
White Spikes from The Tomorrow War.
Yeah.
Starring Chris Pratt.
I remember seeing those things.
Those are cool. That's a good movie. I was skeptical, but then I watched it, and I was like, wow, that's a good movie.
That is a terrifying-looking beast.
If I had a nickel for every time there was a time travel movie that revolved around fighting a war against aliens, I would have two nickels, which isn't a lot, but it happened twice.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were both good movies.
Hmm.
In fact, one of them was based off of an anime. Or a manga, specifically a manga. Not a good one.
If I had a nickel for every live-action adaptation of an alien versus humanity movie, I would be rich.
Terraformers.
I would be rich.
Have you seen Terraformers?
The giant cockroaches
yeah.
from Mars?
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen the movie.
Neither have I. But they're terrifying. They're weird. I don't like them.
They're weird looking. They're goofy looking until they do something. And then you're like, oh.
don't like it.
But There's a lot of those.
Yeah. I don't like them.
Why not?
I don't like them.
They're silly.
No, because it's theoretically possible. Not that they'd mutate into humans, but cockroaches could live on Mars and mutate over time. They could fully just evolve.
They'd need to be able to breathe, though.
They can. Cockroaches don't need to breathe oxygen.
Then what do they breathe?
Literally everything. They literally, cockroaches have evolved to be the most resistant parasite of all time.
What am I thinking?
They're radiation proof.
Tardigrade.
Could you imagine a giant tardigrade?
He'd be pretty chill.
No. No, they would not.
Why do you think that?
These are things that eat both organic, inorganic, and just full-on... They eat literally everything.
How big of a tardigrade? Because they aren't very fast.
Horse-sized.
Horse-sized? Okay, I think horse-sized, I'm going to be very uncomfortable.
What about whale-sized?
I would be, you know, losing my mind.
Exactly.
Now, small cat-sized? Might be a weird pet, but okay.
I think that would be worse, actually.
Why do you think that?
You seen Stranger Things?
No.
What? What?
I think you should end the show right now.
What?
I know.
I'm so mad at you right now, I'm cutting off your mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of this episode of the show. Thank you so much for listening. You can hear me again at 9:15 next Monday. Thank you for listening. I enjoyed this for the most part up until the very end. Sam is laughing right now at my fury, and I am not having it. So, again, thank you everyone for listening. This has been the show starring me. Bye.